clerk please call the roll?
Jeff?
Here.
Mark?
Here.
Bob?
Here.
Taylor?
He knows the meeting, but I guess he hasn't asked to be excused, so we'll have to call him absent until he shows up. If
Kirk?
He does arrive.
Here.
Jay?
Here.
Brandy?
Here.
Okay, there's five assembly members present, one on the phone. That's Brandy Morole, and at this point, member Norheim is absent. So that brings us to the voluntary Pledge of Allegiance. Please rise and recite the pledge. Okay, that brings us to the next item on the agenda, which is item 3, approval of minutes. I'd entertain a motion to approve the minutes from the regular meeting on November 19th, 2018.
So moved.
Second.
Motion been made by Member Bucci, I believe. Seconded by Member Stanton Greger. Any changes? All those in favor of leaving those meeting minutes like they are, say aye.
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 Okay, we approve those.
Aye.
Today, agenda, item 4, amend and approval of today's meeting agenda. I'd entertain a motion to either amend or approve as presented.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, to approve. I would like to entertain one motion, if anybody's willing to make it, to change it. We have a pretty busy agenda today and a large audience. Under new business, items H and I, if there's an assembly member, H and I, to have a separate meeting for those. There's a lot of new proposals on our capital projects list. The manager's policy for the budget, and I think that's something we should really spend some time going over instead of just trying to try to absorb it all today.
Mr. Mayor, may I ask a question about that?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. When would you propose putting those on the agenda? At the second meeting in December, or were you thinking in January? What was your vision? I guess if I would be inclined to amend it, I'd want to know what you were thinking.
Well, I was thinking, I talked to the manager about it today, earlier this morning, that there is no real urgent deadline for this. It'd be nice to get it done by the end of December. We could either put it on the meeting on the 17th, or we could have a special meeting some evening. It'd have to be a special meeting. It couldn't just be a work session, because we'd be taking action if we decided to approve the capital projects list. So that's what our discussion was.
Do you have a preference thereof? Again, if I'm thinking about making a motion, I'd want to be in line with what you were thinking.
I don't know how busy the meeting's going to be on the 17th. It might be. I would prefer having a separate meeting in early some evening, if that works for people. So if you pick a date sometime next week, maybe?
Well, hang on. In that case, Debbie, how do Clerk Thompson, since we've already had a motion and a second, can I just amend from there? Or make a motion to amend?
Yes.
I guess then I would move to amend to remove H and I from new business to be set aside for a special meeting time to be determined by the assembly.
That sounds good, since I don't have the calendar in front of me and I'm not able for some reason to bring it up right now.
Okay.
Oh.
What, this one?
No, the assembly chamber's calendar.
Oh, okay. Oh, I see. Yeah, so you can't find that. Member Mucci, sorry.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I agree with Member Stanton Greger. Let's just do it next Monday.
If the assembly chambers are open, is that okay with the rest of the assembly? Mr. Lynn, you'd be the one that would be the hardest to get to town.
What dates are on the 12th, 13th?
12th and 13th, or Wednesday and Thursday of next week.
Could we move it to Wednesday? Because I have to be in town anyhow on Wednesday. That would help me out.
Would you be willing to have it in an evening meeting?
Yeah.
Does that work
for
you?
Yeah.
Does that work for the rest of the assembly, Member Wallhuter?
Mr. Mayor, thank you. No, I won't be available next week. I'm going to go deer hunting.
That's already been planned. I got 7 people waiting for me.
That's an acceptable excuse.
Yeah. For myself, Mr. Mayor, for the 13th, I'm unavailable. The 12th, I'd be available, but only till 6 o'clock, because I work in the evening, so I could do something before that, like 4 or 5 in there, if the assembly were so inclined.
Okay. Member Mucci, does that work for you? I know it's a work day.
Sure. We'll see how it goes.
Work day for all of us. So that's a proposed motion to have the H&I, the budget discussion items, on a meeting at 4 p.m. Wednesday the 12th, 4 p.m. And I can't imagine it taking 2 hours. There's a lot there to absorb, and there might be a lot of public comment. But so is everybody, any more discussion on the amendment? Just for the record, Member Norheim is with us. He's here, so take away the absence, please. Just to get Member Norheim up to speed, we're going over on the agenda for today, and I proposed a motion, and Member Greger made the motion, was seconded by a member, I believe Member Mucci, to move items H and I off of new business, which is the budget discussion and capital projects list, to a special meeting Wednesday, December 4th at 4 p.m.
December 12th?
That's the 12th. Did I say 12th?
Yeah, December 12th.
Yeah. Okay, all those in favor of amending the agenda to change to that, have a special meeting, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay.
Aye.
We will strike, thank you, Brandy. We'll strike H and I from today's agenda then. Remind me when I get there. I might try to go ahead with it anyway. So I'd like to entertain a motion to approve the minutes for today's meeting as amended.
So moved. Second.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Okay, that's a done deal. Accepted the agenda as amended. Public hearings. There's no public hearings today. There are no bid awards to be discussed today. And that brings us to item 7, which is visitors' views related to items on today's agenda. And I see a lot of people in the crowd that I'm sure are going to want to talk, so I'm going to limit you to limit the testimony to 3 minutes. So anybody want to talk to views related to items on today's agenda? If just want to come forward, state your name, who you represent.
My name is Cindy Logdakis, and I represent myself and the community. I'm speaking in response to the proposed letter to Viking Cruises. If you look at the report by Southeast by the Numbers, which is included in the Southeast Conference webpage, has a lot of information about their regional economy. Overall, it says our population has decreased, but the segment of population 65 and older has increased. From 2014 to 2016, that increase was 10%. Many of this group are of reduced income, hence the sales tax breaks and other tax exemptions that have been so topical of late. From 2014 to 2016, the total seafood employment dropped 12%. Earnings dropped almost 20%. Shared fish taxes dropped by 53%. We have lost a cannery operation, apparently permanently. One bright spot in Southeast economy, according to Southeast by the Numbers, has been the visitor industry. If you also look at the 2015 Alaska Marine Highway Ferry Report, which is also on the web, on page 8, it will show you that since 1985, Alaska Marine Highway ferry traffic has also dropped by over 100,000 passengers per year. When those ferries are in port during the day, those passengers can be seen walking into town. They come to shop, they buy coffee, they travel around downtown, they get familiar with our community, and they provide an economic boost. When I served as chamber director, and I'm certain Mara would echo this, I heard repeatedly that summer revenue to local retailers was vital to their financial success throughout the year. There are no disaster declarations for small town retail. I'm concerned that the letter to Viking Cruises is poorly thought through and, given the few visits planned, does not impose an undue burden on the community but instead presents an opportunity. I would encourage more tourism planning and to do that as soon as possible on the desired level of tourism in Petersburg, the types to attract, and needed infrastructure, if any, to accommodate it. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. Anybody else in the room with views? Mr. Haverlick?
Thank you. I'm John Haverlick, 1204 South Nordic. I'm speaking for myself. And part of it's on the budget and part of it's on the Cruz letter. When I was with PIA, I was able to raise $10 million that went to this community, and we're still getting $1 million a year because of those efforts, and especially thanks to Senator Murkowski for supporting us, and she still is. So she's been fantastic. That's why I feel I can say something about the budget with some degree of expertise or at least support. The most of the things I think we should be supporting, and the first thing we should be supporting in the budget, would be infrastructure. Just coming from Anchorage, it was really important. You could tell the places, the hotels are like small cities. The ones that had good infrastructure, good planning, monies behind what they were doing were fantastic. Unfortunately, I wasn't in one of those. But it was... It definitely makes a difference, and I think you should be focused on that first, because being on an island, water, power, electric, sewage, it's paramount, because we were without any of that. And we're on our own here. So I'm positive that should be your first priority. And then naturally schools, since if we don't have good schools, why will people be here? Medical resources, and library, and then parks and rec. And the last would be senior services, because as we found in this last election, the seniors don't even support senior services, even though they're probably the best services we have. The people that run them are outstanding and the work in them are fantastic, but by a 3-to-1 vote, the people that get those services aren't wanting to pay any taxes. So that does say quite a bit, and it should say quite a bit to you. Why should you support something at $500,000 a year when originally when I was on this council, we were told the senior centers and all that would not only pay for itself, but would make us money. And instead, we put millions of dollars into it every year and probably another $500,000 this year. And if the people receiving those services aren't wanting to support them, you'd be crazy to. The other thing I wanted to get into was the cruise ship letter. I'm in support of it because I haven't heard any statistics, financial, saying if we have these big cruise ships out front, how much do they spend when they come to town? How much of the taxes are we getting? Will those taxes support the infrastructure that we need to keep these people in here? I know Parks and Recs this summer.
In 3 minutes, Mr. President.
Okay, this is the last part. I'll wrap it up. Couldn't even keep the outdoor facilities open through July. So if we can't do that for what we have now, how much money are you going to put into it to pull in more services, toilets, whatever, and will you be able to afford that from the monies coming in? Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. Next person. You want to step forward, state your name, who you represent, please?
Hi, my name is Jason Werner. I am the CFO of Petromarine Services, and I'm just here should one of the agenda items is the land swap with Petromarine. So should you guys have any questions, I'm available. Thank you.
Okay, thank you for introducing yourself. No opportunity to be able to ask you questions. And next person interested, Mr. Murgis?
My name is John Murgis. I'm representing myself and my business, Petersburg Marine, and I'm addressing the proposed letter suggesting limiting the cruise ship passengers coming into Petersburg. And I find that letter is somewhat unfriendly and it's somewhat harsh. Our economy definitely needs to be more diversified, and I think this is a good opportunity. The visitor industry affects us mostly just for 3 months of the year. It's not something that we have to put up with for all 12 months. And with my business, many of my customers who are home porting here in Petersburg and keeping their boats in storage for the winter, some of them, their very first trips were on cruise ships, and or their family. And the remark is, we want to come here because it's such a friendly spot. And I think it's a little bit unfriendly to suggest they don't come here. And that's it. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. Next person wants to testify? Nancy? Whoever gets their hand up first and gets to the podium gets to talk next.
Thank you, Mayor Jensen and Borough Assembly members. We've had the opportunity, my husband and I, he's down south, so I'm representing Dave and I, to read your proposed letter to Viking Cruise Lines, asking them not to book trips to Petersburg. We have many problems with sending this letter at a time when we're still discussing it as a community. It gives the rest of the state and the tourism industry the feeling that we don't want you here. We know there are a lot of fears out there, and a lot of people have come to talk to us saying that, you know, these 3,000 to 5,000, you know, size boats are coming here and they're going to take over our town. And I think we probably all know here, or if we don't know, that's not true. There's many reasons why our location is kind of a self hit. It doesn't lend itself to having those boats come in here. We don't have the docking facilities. Those big boats, they don't want to backtrack and come in here and go back out the same way. Absolutely not. And the Viking Cruise representative came and talked to some members of our community about proposing to come here with a 900-passenger boat. 8 days in the summer of 2020. They would have to lighter their people into the dock, and they'd estimate about a third of the passengers will not even disembark the ship. As a side note, Rick Erickson from Cruise Line Agencies called Sunday to tell us the good news about 2020, and we're wondering what was going to happen. And as far as we know now, Viking is not, we are not on their schedule to come here. So they have presented their schedule. They haven't talked to us yet, I don't think. But there are, you know, a couple other ships that are coming, the Hurtigruten and Windstar, that are more like 300 to 400 passengers. Cruise Line Agencies is very sensitive to what kind of tourism we want. They're not going to send Carnival Cruise Lines in here unless they talk to us first. There are obstacles and challenges that we will have to overcome if they do come, let's say in 2021, but why not look at it as an opportunity rather than a brick wall? We're not sure where you got the information about not having enough tours. We've discussed this a little bit, and although challenging, I think we could come up with some ideas to share our town with visitors that would be fun and creative. A lot of people have come to us, and several people in the fishing industry, and to see if they could do something to diversify their boat to add on some tours. Not, you know, they're still probably going to fish, but hey, I might be able to jump in on this and do something with it. Where, as an assembly, do you look to for economic development? We see the increase in visitor numbers as a way to raise revenue through the marine passenger fees through both the city, or the borough, excuse me, having a hard time saying that, and the state, as well as increased sales tax and harbor revenue. That'll help pay for some of the services that we appreciate here during the winter, our library, our parks and rec department, to keep those open for us.
Ms. Berg, that's been 3 minutes. Can you please wrap up your
sure
testimony? Thank you.
The downtown merchants, they say that one good day in the summer will help them stay open another week in the winter. So anyway, I did also have in the letter to you the best practices for Juneau, and that's the thing that the PEDC and the Chamber of Commerce is going to work on over the next year or so for our community. So we do what we want, the community wants us to do. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Nancy. And I'd like to add that all the letters that were sent via email, I understand if you don't testify today, Member Mucci was going to want to read them into the record, but even if they don't get read into the record, they will be entered into the record. So they will all be on the borough website as to people's testimony as how they feel about, I'm referring to the letter that I drafted to send to the tour industry. So, anyway, next person that is wanting to testify, please.
I'll just jump right up.
Sounds good.
I'm Carly Beyer, and I'm speaking for myself. I strongly recommend that the Assembly not approve sending the letter to Viking Cruises for the following reasons. To my knowledge, it has never been discussed at the Assembly level before now, except in October, when the mayor added it to the agenda to shut it down without any community discussion, but then was withdrawn from the agenda based on community concern that we needed more discussion before a hard no was given. There's been one public meeting, and both sides were represented, but in listening to the discussion, there were people both for and against tourism. A strong consensus was not made, which would dictate a letter either way. By adding it to the agenda again, it seems that someone's pushing for this. I think it's important both sides are heard from and misinformation is not being disseminated through the community to sway us one way or another. Community meetings with statistics, facts, and hard numbers need to be organized, not henny-penny worst-case scenarios trotted out as gospel in the coffee shop. I'd like to quickly run down the mayor's proposed letter and refute some of the statements made within. It states, at this point, we don't feel we're ready to handle more than 250 tourists from ships in any given day. Petersburg already gets more than 250 visitors on some days. Back in the early 2000s, we were receiving twice as many tourists per season than we did last summer. We were fine then, and we'll be fine again. We currently lack the infrastructure necessary to handle larger numbers, public restrooms and restaurants. 15 years ago, we had pretty much the same amount of infrastructure we do now. However, the public restrooms issue should have been dealt with long ago. Very affordable and good quality portable bathroom units are available, and I believe the city manager might even have prices on these. They can be easily stored when not in use and brought out not only for the tourist season, which includes Mayfest and July 4th, but also the tree lighting ceremony, Yule bucking, and any time or place more restrooms are needed. This is, hands down, the most prevalent and easily solved infrastructure issue. One main thoroughfare to handle traffic of freight, seafood, and construction materials. Well, it sure is a good thing there are two ways to get to Main Street. I hear Hagen Drive and Sandy Beach are quite scenic that time of year, and AML drivers start mighty early when they need to. Foot traffic. Again, we've dealt with tourist foot traffic before. We deal with it every day with cannery workers. What's the old saying in Petersburg? If you're in a hurry, you should have left 2 minutes earlier. Petersburg is primarily a fishing town and is very busy during the summer months. Yes, we are primarily a fishing town, and that's really a scary thing right now. A fishing town that's in the third year of a down cycle forecasted to last at least 2 more years. In this down cycle, fishing boats don't return every other opening or so like we're used to. I count myself lucky if my husband or my son come to town twice during a season. Boats don't come to town to refuel, buy grub, or replace raincoats, boots, or gloves like they have. That's all revenue that businesses in our community are losing. Your neighbors are losing. Sales tax the borough is losing. We have all of our eggs in one precariously balanced basket. We can't control what the fish do, but we can control what Petersburg does.
Ms. Beyer, that's 3 minutes. Can you please wrap it up?
We need to diversify. It won't solve all of our problems, but it will help. Tourism helps local businesses stay in business through the winter, and if we don't start thinking about the bigger picture, Petersburg will atrophy. And you know what will be our epitaph? Petersburg's little Norway. We didn't want to stop for people in the crosswalk.
The next person that wants to testify, come forward, state your name and who you represent, please. And I guess there was two people stood up. But.
Race.
Yeah, good afternoon. My name is Will Ware. I represent myself. I am a small business owner on Main Street. Petersburg is an amazing community and one that we're all feeling the need of protecting. Our way of life is unique. We're a small fishing community and we take pride in our way of life. However, it is indisputable that we've been fortunate to have weathered some of the fiscal storms of which the rest of the region has not fared so well from. Yet, it is most recently apparent that we cannot maintain this way of life status quo. Last week, I was listening to the local news and heard of the report for the 2019 pink return, and it wasn't good. I later listened as the Borough Assembly is looking at budget cuts to our schools, to senior meals, KFSK, Parks and Rec, the museum, the Chamber of Commerce, to make up for cuts in state funding. As I follow the discussion regarding the visitor industry, I'm perplexed as to why there's so much extremes when we're talking about tourism. I know of no one in our town, including downtown business owners, that wants Petersburg to become like Sitka, Juneau, or Ketchikan. I work 3 days a week, sometimes four, sometimes five, up in Juneau, just to maintain a home and a family here in Petersburg, because this is the place I want to raise my family. And I can tell you, I am the least patient driver when it comes to tourists and crosswalks. I don't like leaving 2 minutes early, but it's a fact of life that we're faced in Juneau. Sometimes it's much more than 2 minutes. Yet, what I like even less, in my own hometown, the place I was born and raised and where I'm raising my family, is wanting to pay more in property tax, pay more in sales tax to maintain this quality of life I've come to love. Without additional revenue to our community, we're all faced with either more taxes or more budget cuts, and more likely, both. Now I understand the Assembly is going to be considering a drafted letter to tell some cruise lines, Viking cruise lines, that they're not welcome at this time until our infrastructure is in place to handle more visitors. Yet in 2006, Petersburg had double the visitors we had this past 2018 season. Our town didn't seem too flooded then, and our infrastructure didn't seem to implode. I would encourage our local leaders to not just be concerned about the what-ifs, but to be concerned more so with the reality of our fiscal situation. You're obligated to be concerned with the economic growth that will bring more revenue to our community to pay for the things that we've become accustomed to. If we want to set a cap, let's set a reasonable cap. But let's have a community discussion to have that cap set. So we talk about sales tax and what it'll do for our community, and I listed off some of those things that the sales tax will do to benefit our schools, to our senior meals, to the museum, to the chamber, to the library. But one thing that we don't discuss, and I feel I'm not going to go out of numbers, but I can tell you as a small business owner, the revenue that is generated from our outside visitors in our community in the summer stays right here in our community. It allows us to spend more locally at other downtown businesses. It allows us to spend more at the grocery store. It allows us to maintain a home and a lifestyle right here. And I would encourage you, as we're looking at our young families that we have here, that we so want to encourage to stay here, we better be looking at more things than just our commercial fishing. Our timber receipts are gone. And so I'll wrap it up with that. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Ware. Anthony, you're next, and then whoever wants to speak after Mr. Tabor, please feel free.
I'm Anthony Tiber, and I just wanted to state my opposition to sending this letter as it's drafted. I don't feel like we're in any position to be turning away business or potential tax revenue. So I just think we should redraft it with some kind of a cap, because nobody wants this town to turn into a Ketchikan or Juneau or Sitka. On the other hand, I've been in Wrangell when their cruise ships are docked, and I'm thinking that they have over 1,000 passenger ships in those towns, and it's not that bad. So I think we should redraft it and welcome them to town with a cap. Thanks.
Okay, thank you for your testimony. Anybody else in the audience that wants to testify today? Chelsea and then Cynthia, I think that's you back there.
My name is Chelsea Tremblay. I'm representing myself, and I'm just here to join the group of people to talk about the visitor industry. But I'm actually going to zoom out a little bit because I see it in two different places on the agenda. So it just seems like right now folks aren't really asking for input from the experts before presenting stuff onto the agenda. And that bothers me a little bit. We have, on the one hand, an almost hostile letter to one company who may not even come here. It doesn't seem like they'll come here, but it sends a message to the larger industry. And then elsewhere in the letter, there's a proposal to raise the fee that has just been instituted on the companies that have been coming here, sometimes for decades. And considering this is a fee that we don't know where the money is going to yet, it hasn't been, it's being instituted for the first time, all of this just feels really premature, and I'm not, you know, I know we're in budget discussions as someone who's on the library board. I'm here wearing no hats, but I am on the library board, and we're really concerned about the budget conversation, but all of this is about taking the longer view, and I see a lot of short view when it comes to the visitor industry. And given that no one who works on the industry is on the Borough Assembly, I would hope that the Assembly would listen to, you know, I'm, again, wearing no hats, but as someone with the hat in the industry, and the many other voices who spoke today, a lot of them are just members of the community. Others benefit directly, but really we all benefit directly as we go into Yule bucking season. Where do we think the money those businesses like have to spend on the fancy spread that we all enjoy? You know, it's a lot of it local, but a lot of it from the outside visitors as well. And so I'm just asking for a long-term view and a little patience as we institute things we've never done before, as we work with companies. You know, this is about building partnerships, not cutting them off before they can even really begin. And that's the only way we're really going to be building a sustainable path forward. So I just hope you'll take that time to listen to the input as it's given. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. Any other visitors? I know there's one. And then come forward, state your name and who you represent, please.
I'm Cynthia Matison. I'm representing myself, but I am the manager of Lee's Clothing. I'd like to state my disapproval of the letter Mark Jensen is proposing to send to Viking Cruise Lines, denying them access to Petersburg. This letter is very negative and will spread rapidly throughout the visitor industry, telling people Petersburg is unprepared for visitors and that they are not welcome. I don't think it is the Assembly's right to limit commerce in Petersburg. We have worked for years to build the visitor business through low-impact, small-ship cruise lines, and this letter will have a detrimental effect on that business. We are already getting pushback from the implementation of the marine tax, and we don't know what the future repercussions of that will be. I know of one vessel that has chosen to spend more time in Wrangell instead of overnighting in Petersburg due to the marine tax. It was understood that there would be a working task force to discuss the visitor industry and make a plan for the future of Petersburg. Mark is bypassing this opportunity by writing a letter that speaks for himself and a very narrow range of people that do not represent the retail business community in Petersburg that will be directly affected by this letter. We have a beautiful community that we all care about and want to remain stable and successful. We would like to retain the businesses we have, but in this competitive online retail atmosphere, it is getting harder and harder to be competitive. Do you like Yule bucking? How about the support the business community gives to local sports teams and dance groups, donating money and goods, selling tickets, you name it? The answer is always yes. If you send the message that Petersburg is not interested in the visitor industry, we will have many shops struggling locally. A large percentage of our sales are made May to September, and these sales have to carry us through the year as Petersburg has become so seasonal. No one that I know is interested in the mega ships coming to Petersburg, and that's not what we are talking about. We all enjoy the quality of life we have here. Scare tactics are being used that we will be like other towns in Southeast Alaska if we get a larger boat, and we will be overrun by visitors. The size of boat we are talking about is still considered a small ship. If we take the time to make a plan as a community, we can be proactive in the direction of the visitor industry in Petersburg. Juneau has a tourism management best practices program that works with the city of Juneau, tour operators, cruise lines, and transportation providers on visitor-related issues and resolves problems as they arrive. Give us a chance to create the working task force with the PEDC. It is time we address the visitor industry in a positive way and make a plan for the changes ahead for Petersburg.
Thank you for your testimony. Anybody else in the audience that would like to testify today to items on the agenda?
Well, I wasn't going to read this, but I'll go ahead since I'm here. Hi, my name is Mindy Anderson. I did send this letter email earlier today. Dear Mayor Jensen and Borough Assembly members, I'm writing this letter on behalf of my family and the employees who work at my business, the Salty Pantry. We have had discussions on a regular basis lately about the visitor industry and in particular this letter. It has come to our attention the Borough Assembly is considering a vote to send a letter drafted by Petersburg Mayor Mark Jensen to Viking Cruise Lines requesting that they refrain from booking trips to Petersburg. We are disappointed and disgusted at the notion our mayor and borough would consider such a letter. points brought up in the letter are either unreasonable and unjustifiable or capable of being managed. These opinions are not those of many residents, nonprofits, organizations, and businesses in Petersburg, including Petersburg's Chamber of Commerce. Petersburg cannot and will not survive on one or two resource-driven industries. We must be open to diversifying our economy for the health of this community and all of its residents. Business and individuals who rely on visitors cannot follow the visitor grounds like the fishermen who follow the fishing and shellfish grounds, even to other states, to supplement their income. Whether or not Viking Cruise Line continues to establish a relationship with Petersburg, this type of letter should not be sent for fear of committing economic suicide and sending very mixed messages to our legislatures. Respectfully, Mindy Rodney and Evelyn Anderson and the Salty Pantry employees. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. Anybody else in the audience that would like to testify today? And
Mayor Jensen and Assembly members, thank you for this opportunity to speak. Mayor Jensen, I've written a written draft, and I would just like to highlight a few parts of this on the record. Mayor Jensen's draft letter to Viking Cruise Lines does not accurately reflect the business community's position on larger cruise ships visiting Petersburg. For a fishing community soon to enter its fourth dismal fishing season, if forecasts are accurate, the mayor and assembly need to be championing each economic opportunity and work to pave the way for success in partnership with the private sector. To suggest that Petersburg will be overflowing with people during the summer, as in Ketchikan, Juneau, and Sitka, because Viking Cruise Lines may bring a tour vessel here in 2020, is not believable. The passengers from this ship will be lighter to town, and so there's little chance that there will be hundreds of people wave after wave through town. It will be more controlled. Industry sources state Petersburg hosted 8,850 visitors this year. In 2006, our visitor numbers were projected to hit 17,000 in 2007. By 2009, those numbers were down by 10,000 visitors when Cruise West and Sheltered Seas ended their visits. The mayor and assembly need to declare that Petersburg is indeed open for business when it comes to the visitor industry. The town is currently operating at less than 50% of the level it was in 2006. A larger ship making 8 port calls in 2020 is not going to overwhelm our private sector services. We hope elected officials will work to grow our infrastructure by providing facilities that private businesses cannot provide, such as public restrooms, trails, parks, that make life more comfortable for locals as well as visitors. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. Mr. Trimble, you are trying to get up here.
Hello, I'm Bill Trembley, representing myself. The draft letter to Viking Cruise Line doesn't help our economy. It portrays the community in a very bad light. Several things to this. For one, Petersburg is not a one-source economy. Fishing and processing have dominated much of the economy, but we've had visitors for many years coming into here. And if you look at things like, as was mentioned, Southeast by the numbers, you'll see that in Southeast Alaska, the visitor industry accommodates almost twice as many employees in what they're doing than what the fishing industry does in Southeast Alaska. I mean, it's kind of, why wouldn't you want them to stop, shop, and look around here? This is a nice place to be. Our infrastructure already accommodates these visitors to some extent. But it's curious to me that we have no problem encouraging people to spend days downtown during Little Norway in the 4th of July and don't think twice about what public restrooms are accessed there then. So, and in line with that, as we all have been talking about with the aging, I'm including myself in this, of the public here, that it should be a goal that we should probably have better restroom facilities down there in the first place. We have almost 20% considering themselves seniors at this point. Not that number's expected to grow. So why aren't we addressing this now rather than have to rely on the private businesses down there to do it for us? The letter kind of ignores what our Chamber of Commerce and Economic Development Department have been trying to do. Some of the assembly members attended a meeting held in November. Several people that were critical of this of the use of the cruise ship showed up late and missed Dave's presentation, but I understand that some have been backtracking with Dave to find out more information, which I applaud. If you haven't seen the presentation, I ask, why is the assembly even moving on this? Why wouldn't you have the best information to move forward with this kind of a letter saying we don't want you? It seems a little counterproductive and a little bit premature at this point. You know, and as far as the industry's already supporting infrastructure in this town, as noted in the meeting we had on Friday, that close to 30% of the money that was used in the drive down dock is generated by that kind of an industry coming to this town. So maybe one of my questions is, has the industry had a fair access to the dock this last summer? Did they get 30% of the use? And we were talking about just that season, but for the rest of the season, it's open for commercial fishermen. So why aren't they here then, or should we extend their time to double up their time in the summertime? They help pay for it. We should be paying attention to this. I understand that the facilities out at the fuel dock were also upgraded with 50% of the money coming from this industry, too. The final point is that we need to focus on the borough issues. Throwing out red herrings like what's happening in the with the waterways, with waste, or what's happening on the shores with conflicts of use. They should be focused on who manages those, like the federal government and the state. We have representatives, and we can talk to them ourselves about how to address that, and we probably should. I think we can work collectively to do that. But this is a bad letter, and I think it just shows that tells everybody that Petersburg is closed for business. Thanks.
Thank you for your testimony. Is there anybody else in the audience that would like to testify? Mr. Lynch, and then, or whoever.
Somebody else scramble. Good afternoon, Mr. Mayor and Assembly members. I'm Brian Lynch. I'm representing myself, and I'm addressing item 15F, the letter to Viking Cruise Lines. I submitted a comment letter to you via email that I hope will be read in the record. It opposes sending this letter, but if you don't read it into the record, it reiterates pretty much what's been said here already. One thing that I didn't put in there is that a concern that I have is just what legislators might think about such a letter. I know if I were a legislator, I would definitely ask the question, does Petersburg support any sort of economic development other than fishing? And I'd certainly be asking myself that question in light, do we want to contribute any state money, the limited state money we have, to economic assistance for Petersburg when we apparently don't want to take steps to diversify and enhance our own economy? This letter, in essence, tells everyone that we're fine just the way we are. It's a bad idea. And, you know, I think I'd guess that there are many communities in Alaska that would love to be faced with this, quote, problem, unquote. Thank you.
My name is Carrie Martinson, and I represent myself, even though I'm currently own two different businesses in this town. And when I read the letter that was proposed, I thought it had a very shut down tone to it. And I thought, have we asked, have we looked at our community? Have we said, hey, what are your guys' ideas? It seems like there's plenty of time for people to formulate business plans and have these opportunities for growth for more like cottage type industries. And Petersburg has a really unique individual spirit that I, for one, have gained a great appreciation for, and I think that this is an opportunity to keep that going. And at the current stage in my life, I would love for my kids to be able to formulate their own business plan and maybe live here someday. And I think that this shuts down a lot of opportunities, and I think that a lot of things can be started with the idea that I'm going to serve a population in the summer, and then us as locals also enjoy it. And so it stays open throughout the winter, and we, you know, have that sustainable tax base. So I just think that looking at business opportunities and how we're inviting our local people to apply for business applications and all that goes with that I know from experience can be really an uphill battle, how we're presenting that. And that instead of just looking at the problems, going, what are those problems and how can we solve those in-house? So thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. There was another person that wanted to standing up on the testify to views related to items on today's agenda, or are we done with public testimony? Any other visitors with views related to items on today's agenda?
I have 5 different member letters to read into the record, so I wanted to go last. The first one comes from Tonka Seafoods, Seth Scrimshire. I understand and fully support our government's role in setting regulations for private businesses to adhere to. I would be supportive of new legislation designed to regulate the cruise ship industry in regards to giant cruise ships visiting Petersburg. For example, I don't want giant cruise ships docking here. I would support a resolution to never build a deep water port. I don't want cruise ship-owned gift stores taking over our downtown that are closed 9 months of the year. I would support changing the zoning laws in the downtown area to prohibit seasonal gift stores specifically designed to only be open 3 months of the year. However, I don't agree with government officials believing they have the right to tell one individual private company or industry they are not welcome to do business in our community. That's dangerous. It's anti-capitalism. It's wrong. Please take some time to rethink the ramifications of this action. These arguments used in your letter to tell Viking Cruise Lines they aren't welcome here are just as valid of an argument against any other private business looking to operate in Petersburg. Your letter could be shown to a seafood company looking to buy the Ocean Beauty plant as proof that our community doesn't want additional people coming to town. It could be used by someone who didn't want a floating processor docked here creating more traffic hauling freight. It could be used to discourage an existing seafood company from adding a product line that would require bringing in additional summer help. If a logging company wanted to set up summer camp to log on the island, someone could show them your letter to discourage them from doing so. Every year, I, Tonka, deal with complaints from very vocal people in the general public about how they don't like seafood employees and deckhands invading our community in the summer. Without any proof of wrongdoing, they blame every littering, loitering, jaywalking, and criminal incident on summer workers. It happens every single year. You would be giving these vocal individuals, who don't want these additional people here in the summer, a blueprint for how to discourage businesses they personally don't like from operating in Petersburg. You would be showing them that they could petition for borough assembly support. When does the slippery slope end? If a group of people don't want a certain business in town, will you back every group or just the ones the current assembly agrees with? If you pass this letter, perhaps my business will be sending a letter of our own to Viking Cruise Lines. We will welcome their plan to slowly tender people into town while they are anchored in deep waters. I will welcome their plan to exclusively use local businesses to provide activities for their guests and to bring much needed revenue to our community and borough. We will be sending them a price list of seafood we have available at Tonka Seafoods for them to purchase for their galley. The business we receive from cruise ships help Tonka to reinvest into our own business and keep full-time workers employed during the winter. I will also be asking other local businesses who don't want our government handpicking who is welcome to do business here and who is not to write a letter to Viking Cruise Lines welcoming them to the community. I have one from Teresa and Pete Lichheim. I'm writing on behalf of the Viking cruise ship letter. We're very concerned that this letter sends a very wrong message that we are not welcoming of private sector business. This letter speaks as though it's from the community as a whole. The borough assembly should not be able to make a decision such as this and exclude the business community. As a business owner and member of this community, I feel this letter is a misrepresentation of myself and possibly other business owners and community members. Yes, Petersburg is a fishing community, and I support that and am thankful for our fleet. However, we also used to support the logging industry here, which provided revenue and supported many families, which no longer does. We need to support growth in the tourism industry and not be afraid of it, as it brings revenue as well as tax revenue. Our number of summer visitors is about half of what it was in 2006. We also had three canneries running, which brought more people who spend money. That also creates tax revenue. And really, setting a limit of only 250 visitors a day, times have and are changing. And to believe that we could turn into a Juneau, Sitka, Skagway, or Ketchikan is not reality. That simply could not happen here. Viking Cruises is a mid-sized ship, not a large ship. We're not talking about 3,000 visitors or even 1,500 visitors, which Wrangell sees, but 900, which would not be coming ashore all at the same time and probably not a third at all. Viking Cruise Ships does not buy up shops, which I have heard is a concern for some. This would not be overwhelming to our town, as it has been proven in the past. Summer is supposed to be busy with all businesses. As a retailer, I depend on our summer visitors to get us through the slow winters. I, for one, do not want to see businesses having to close in the winter or even permanently having to close at all. We cannot expect to not change and still survive. We have supported more visitors in the past. We can and should do that again. We encourage, not discourage, economic development in our town. I have one from Scott Hurt for Papa Bear's Pizza. Petersburg is at a turning point. We have lost much of our tax support for economic infrastructure. We should be encouraging any industry looking to invest in Petersburg. Our last stronghold, fishing, does not have growth predictions. Petersburg needs economic infrastructure growth to keep our social infrastructure in place. A community requires both types of infrastructure to make a great community like we have. I believe at this time our social infrastructure is costing more than our economic infrastructure can support. Are we ready for large growth tourism? I don't know. Will people step forward to supply the needs? I would hope so. Is our town ready to take care of 250 to 500 extra guests one day every week? I don't believe this to be a major concern. Go back a few years to 2013, a record salmon year. How many fishermen and cannery workers walked our streets daily? Hundreds every day. We stayed open later. We hired more people, ordered more food, and did what we needed to take care of business. We also had record dollars to invest in our building and employees longer into the winter. 2018 brought horrible fishing results. Papa Bear's is cutting hours that we are opened, number of employees, and not scheduling any unnecessary work for our homes or businesses. Business is slow. We did not go into the fall with cash reserve. We need economic growth. The cruise industry will not come if we tell them we don't want them. The cruise industry will go away if the businesses don't supply their needs. The Assembly's job is to explore ways to tax tourism, not discourage economic growth. You must have economic infrastructure before you can maintain the social infrastructure we currently enjoy. Thank you. I have one to read into the record from Pacific Wing. Dear Borough, Petersburg Borough Assembly Member, we have read the letter that Mayor Jensen is proposing to address to Viking Cruises, and we wish to voice opposition. Talks and meetings regarding the possible future visits of Viking Cruises in 2020 have only just begun to address the issues and concerns. The proposed letter is premature. The proposed letter does not speak for the community of Petersburg. We are a part of a community that strongly believes this may be a great economic opportunity. Many current businesses would benefit from more visitors. It may provide opportunities for new businesses, as well as bring in more economic benefits to our town as a whole. The concern stated in the letter that allowing Viking Cruises to come to Petersburg Port will lead to larger cruise ships coming in is not a valid one. The larger cruise lines with thousands of passengers on board are not going to start dropping in. These are big businesses that take care of their guests, and they aren't going to stop in communities that can't cater to or accommodate them. Other Southeast communities have gone out of their way to bring these large cruise ships in. This is not the issue Petersburg is considering and has no relevance to the issue at hand. Please consider these points and allow talks to continue regarding possible growth in Petersburg's economy. And the last one is from Pete and Sylvia Nielsen. Borough Assembly Members, I am writing this letter in response to seeing a copy of the Viking Cruise Ship letter written by Mayor Mark Jensen. We are concerned about the message this letter appears to send to a business which could bring some much-needed revenue to our city, a city that seems to be floundering in debt. This letter appears that Mayor Jensen is speaking on behalf of all the citizens of Petersburg. Something of this nature should be left up to the people of the community. We are a fishing family and have been an owner of a bed and breakfast for 27 years. Fishing is a huge part of this community, but we also need to support growth in other areas, such as tourism. As far as the town not being able to support the number of people from the ship, I have experienced firsthand that it actually can. I used to work in a gift store on Main Street in the early 2000s, where there was about twice as many tourists coming than we have had in the past few summers. We all want to see this town survive, and I think that more tourists would have a positive effect on all businesses, not just gift stores, but the drugstore, hospital, clinic, the food services we do have, and maybe even encouraging more to open up. All the years I owned the bed and breakfast, people were thrilled to be here, and I would hate to send such a letter that would maybe influence people to avoid this town, now and in the future. We have so many positive things to offer, wonderful hiking trails, helicopter rides, whale watching tours, etc. Hopefully we can share them with more people. Respectfully submitted by the Nielsens.
Thank you. Anybody else in the audience with views related to items on today's agenda? So I see no hands going up. There's no other visitors that want to talk to items on today's agenda. Okay, that agenda item is closed. We're up to visitors' views related to unrelated to items on today's agenda. Is there any views from people in the audience? This is for views unrelated to items on today's agenda. Okay.
Hi, my name is Lizzie Walsh, and I'm the new director at the Clawson Memorial Museum. And I would like to personally invite the assembly members to come and visit our museum. At the next assembly meeting on the 17th, I will give a report on our museum, and I think it is important that all of the assembly members familiarize themselves with our museum before hearing my report. In the coming weeks, our museum is having a couple of fun events. On Friday the 7th, our museum is hosting an artist reception for the Women's Invitational Art Show from 5 to 7 p.m. And on Sunday, December the 16th, our museum is having its annual Christmas open house from 1 to 2:30 p.m. There will be music, light snacks, we'll be drawing the winning ticket for the Alaska Airlines raffle, and there will be a silent auction of Christmas ornaments decorated by local artists. I hope that you can all make it. But if you can't, I can set up a time that works with your schedule. I'd love to show you our museum and answer any questions that you may have. Thank you.
Thank you for the invite. So is there any other visitors in the audience today with views unrelated to items on today's agenda? Okay, seeing none, we'll move on to the next item on the agenda, and that's board, commission, and committee reports. There are no reports under item 9.